Report: Hundreds of thousands of migrants fly into Miami to score Joe Biden's parole benefits. By John Binder on April 1, 2024. Hundreds of thousands of migrants have been authorized to fly into Miami, Florida, among dozens of other United States airports, as part of a parole pipeline that President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, created and implemented. The airports where migrants are flying into the U.S. were revealed in a report from Todd Bensman with the Center for Immigration Studies. As Bensman notes, Biden's DHS launched the parole pipeline, known as Advanced Travel Authorization, in October 2022. It has since permitted 386,000 migrants to book their flights to the U.S. to secure humanitarian parole. The parole is particularly enticing for migrants because, as opposed to crossing the southern border, it can include eligibility for work permits that can be renewed. Analysis of DHS data, according to Bensman, shows that Miami is the top airport where parole migrants are flying in at their own expense, followed by airports in Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Boston, Massachusetts, Baltimore, Maryland, and Chicago, Illinois. Bensman reports. Whether those hundreds of thousands stay in those areas or fly on after their initial landing and release is not shown in this data. Many of the landing Cubans, Venezuelans, and Haitians will obviously choose to stay in Florida, where expatriate communities are already large. But some percentage of the newly legalized aspiring border crossers who land there and in Texas, New York, and California likely transfer to domestic flights to their final destinations across the nation. Emphasis added. The Center for Immigration Studies unveiled that the nation's foreign-born population has surpassed 51 million, the highest in American history. Put another way, the foreign-born population is 15.5% of the total U.S. population. Through legal immigration, as well as illegal immigration, Biden's policies have worked to explode the foreign-born population to levels never seen before. Since President Biden took office in January 2021, the foreign-born population has grown by 6.4 million, larger than the individual populations of 33 states, researchers Stephen Camerata and Karen Ziegler write. Growth in the foreign-born population is being driven primarily by immigration from Latin America, which has grown 4.2 million since January 2021, with South and Central America up 1.7 million and 1.4 million, respectively. Also, immigration from the Indian subcontinent is up 819,000 and from the Middle East is up 654,000. Emphasis added. Without a reduction in immigration, Camerata and Ziegler project that the foreign-born population will hit an unprecedented 60 million by the end of 2028. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.